Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
KB, I feel like you could resonate with this, but I love movies. And I'm going to go with that because I like watching movies.
To watch a movie. To look at a movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking at a movie.
Hey, you want to go on a date? We're going to go look at a movie.
Movies, bro.
Yeah. I would say I looked at Shutter Island, but I don't think I watched it.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 148. Today, we have an interesting one. We're doing which rare phobia you would want the least. No Nick today. He's out for, I think he had to get changed for upfronts, I think was his issue.
Yeah.
That he's running into.
All of us are being told that we're getting you wearing that tonight?
Oof. Yeah, well, I just changed three times.
Nikki Smokes, it says Nicholas on it. That's just a great intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good icebreaker, but I was wearing an all black button up like dress shirt and the whole office just started flaming me and I found this hanging up in the Anna studio, so I put it on.
Yeah, it makes it clear. They don't have to ask what's your name. It's right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No questions, no more questions needed. Yeah. So yeah, we're doing that. We have obviously a different crew today. Nick's doing that. KB will be in momentarily. Rudy and Nikki Smokes there. Robbie Fox here and Tommy. This is a pretty interesting topic because a lot of these phobias, like the basic ones, right? You know, fear of spiders, heights, claustrophobia.
My mic on? I feel like I'm not hearing myself that well.
I'm here.
I hear you. You guys hear me?
You guys hear it? Over there?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear all those like classic other ones, but like there's some rare ones that I had never heard of at least going into this one. Before we do that, let's talk about game time. I almost forgot about the thing you're always supposed to do where you go and find. Nikki Smokes, what type of band do you usually listen to? Like what's a concert you would go to?
Band?
I was going to say
rapper,
guy.
I guess. Well, I'm trying to.
Well, I was a big Aerosmith kid growing up.
I've never heard Aerosmith pronounced that way.
Yeah, he really put emphasis on the Smith.
Aerosmith.
How do you say
like
it?
Like a smith of Aerosmith. Arrows. Like he makes arrows. Mm-hmm. Smith? A Fletcher.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Yeah, I liked them growing up, but no, I love Drake, Future, Kodak.
That's
my big three right there. You don't like Drake?
I mean, not after what came out of it.
He's a K-dot bot.
Oh my God, you're one of those fucking
He's a K-dot bot.
I'm just fucking with you.
Let's see.
I push his button so many times. It's so easy. Bob Fox, it's just so easy. You just say one thing and he just
fuck you, Rudolph.
See? Right there. He's still being poppy to me.
So
I got an OVO owl tattoo too. So that's my guy for life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where? On your butt cheek?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I think you're the only man. Oh, wait. Where is it?
It's under my armpit.
Oh, okay. If it was on your butt cheek, I was going to say you have to be the only male with that on your butt cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little slow.
Oh, I doubt that. I very much doubt that.
I would get it.
I think Maresh has one on his ass. No, he has it on his chest.
He has the owl on his chest, too.
Yeah.
I tried to look up, and Drake doesn't have any concerts coming up. The next Kendrick Lamar concert is February 9th. That would be the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, Kendrick's a one-hit wonder now. Kendrick has his one little song. They not like us. And you know, people go crazy. And that his only popular song is one about Drake. So that's good for Kendrick. He's turned himself into a one-hit wonder. Nobody wants to listen to any of his stupid, boring other fucking albums. We're just going to keep playing Drake bangers in the club.
So, thank you, Smokes.
So you got if Smokes. You want tickets to the Super Bowl, you could get them with Game Time. Basketball season is here, though, and we can't wait to get some games this fall with the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. There's no feeling like watching your favorite player drawing a three live, and Game Time can help. You know how much we love Game Time. You see it anytime you watch anything Barstool, absorb anything. We talk about Game Time all the time. They're the absolute best. And now they have Game Time Picks. helps you filter out all the fluff and only see the incredible deals on seats so that you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets for an NBA or college basketball game near you. Again, a lot of good basketball games. I'm just focused on the Super Bowl one right now. You could get club-side seats at the Super Bowl in Caesars Superdome. $17,000. Any of you guys interested in showing that out?
Light.
17 grand?
Eh. I could.
Yeah, it's light work. Yeah.
If I wanted that. To.
I guess that's like half of one of my paychecks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Robbie, just call up Uncle Dana one time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Uncle Dana would go out. Me and Uncle Dana on game time, we'd love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's like 1/10 of a PMT episode. Yeah. Just for one seat. For one seat. Yeah, you can get those game time picks. All you just go up and pull up the choosing your choosing event, pick up and select the filter for game time picks at the top of the screen, or browse to the best local game time picks near you on your game time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? We're going to get those Super Bowl tickets now. Now at Game Time Picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code Bracket for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code Bracket for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game time. Oh, you're doing the same ads, huh? You knew it's coming?
Game time.
Yeah, he's so fucking ready for that. So the first matchup, we have the 5 versus the 12. Again, which is one of these rare phobias would you want, less to have be afflicted
with? Which one's worse?
It's basically which one's worse, but like imagine you have it. I feel like that makes it like your day-to-day more fucked. So the first one, and I think this is a very kind of interesting one for this conversation, phobophobia. So you have a fear of getting new phobias.
Oh, I think I have this. I literally was going to go into this being like, this, my biggest fear is I'm just going to get a bunch of new phobias doing this.
Mm-hmm. You're literally experiencing it as we speak. Yeah. We haven't even mentioned the phobia
very
yet.
Meta.
Yeah.
Phobiaception.
Yeah. So phobophobia versus the number 12 seed, which is haphophobia, which is the fear of being touched, which I also think some people have.
Oh, I mean, that would be horrible to have in real life.
A woman?
Anybody. Being touched, period. So the fear of getting new phobias or the fear of being touched. Start with Tommy.
It's got to be the fear of being touched. The fear of new phobias, you could... I mean, it is almost like an infinite loop of phobias, but it doesn't mean you actually have the phobia. If you had a phobia where you got every phobia, that would be an issue. If you just have a phobia of getting phobias,
yeah,
that's not as bad as, I mean, not being able to be touched. I mean, look, I don't like being I don't want like Clemmer or somebody touching me, but you know, if I can't,
I mean, it was 30 seconds into this episode, we got a Clemmer dig.
If I can't feel the touch of a sweet blonde woman with a big bosom, then that would be a major, I'd be losing a major part of my life.
I don't see you too, Tommy.
Or a blonde woman like touching your tits. Like, yeah, you wouldn't experience that.
Yeah.
So one for
never able to get a hand job.
Yeah, that's the only thing you wouldn't be able to do. you need a blow job where it's literally just blowing. Like she can blow on.
Yeah, she can't.
Well,
touch
Tommy has a phobia of blow.
I already have a phobia of blow.
True.
I guess I would still be able to get them, but she just couldn't cup my balls.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, she, because it's not touching. She'd be licking.
That's touching.
That's touching.
How is that
touching with your tongue?
I feel like touching implies hands.
No.
Yeah, I think any skin to skin contact. Yeah.
Well, that's not what it said.
Well, it said being touched.
You would say she blew me, but we never touched each other?
Yeah, dude, what?
You would, like, if you got a blowjob, you would tell your friends, she blew me, but we never touched each other.
She put her fucking hands on me.
She beat you up? Yeah. What do you mean? So one for being touched. I think I would do phobophobia. And just because you would just be afraid 24/7 of like just a concept. The concept of getting a new fear. That's horrible.
I don't have phobophobia, but I think I have like an extension of it where I do get anxiety about getting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll get nervous. If I put myself in this situation, will I get nervous?
Okay.
So you just have anxiety.
It's pretty much just anxiety, but yeah, it does that like loop thing to me. Yeah. I'll go with a fear of being touched. What was it called again?
Haphophobia.
Haphophobia. I'm going to go with that one.
2 for haphophobia, 1 for phobophobia. Rudy.
Yeah, it's the touching one for sure. That would really suck. I wouldn't enjoy that.
You wouldn't.
I would say like touching and being touched is like one of my favorite things.
I was gonna say you're a hockey guy. You like fucking grabbing someone by the shoulders.
Yeah, you grab my ass every day at work.
Guilty.
Guilty as charged.
Dude, I get like if I'm like walking around with my friends, sometimes you just want to like
push
shove them.
Yeah,
you just want to get
in
contact. It's like Jim Harbaugh. I couldn't agree more. The body craves contact.
Amen.
Human body craves contact. Yeah. So 3 for the. It's gonna win, but Nikki.
Yeah. What was The first one, I just want to say it correctly before I get canceled.
Phobophobia.
Phobophobia. Now, you made a good point, like constantly being in that fear of unlocking new fears, but I feel like the same thing would happen with being scared of getting touched because you're surrounded by people all day. So yeah. I'm going to go with the touching one.
The touching one. I think my brain part of it was like you could avoid humans if you really wanted to, like be off the grid, whatever. But like you can't escape your brain just constantly thinking of stuff.
Yeah, but you can be off the grid and get a phobia. Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you can't escape your brain.
Suck. Yeah, you can't escape.
Drugs.
Yeah, I guess that would be the only other. You just need to be constantly sedated. But then you might get a fear of being sedated.
True.
That's true, too.
It's a nightmare scenario. So the hapophobia, being touched, fear of being touched, is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is optophobia, which is the fear of opening your eyes.
Oh my God. That sounds terrible.
That's bad.
I'm just going to vote for that one.
Let's see what's going to beat this. Yeah.
And that's going up against number 13 seed. Actually, this is one that we probably wish Drake had, speaking of Drake earlier. It's epibophobia, which is the fear of fear of adolescence. So just being afraid
of adolescent kids or hitting it?
You're afraid of adolescent children.
I mean, you'd rather be afraid of them than fucking attracted to them.
Yeah, well, you bet. That's what I'm saying. Confirmed. You bet you wish you had
that. Dude, I'm scared of teenagers. Like in New York, when I lived there, dude, New York teenagers are fucking horrifying.
Very scary.
Like I'm scared they're going to like pants me, call me unk, call me old head.
Yeah.
Call you cracker, honky.
Yeah.
Anything could happen. The fear of opening your eyes or the fear of adolescence. Nikki Smokes.
I'm going with fear of opening your eyes. You're basically forcing yourself to be blind, and I feel like that's the worst thing that could happen to anyone.
Yeah, it is kind of like optional.
No disrespect to blind people.
You're bird boxing yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of you're intentionally blinding yourself.
You're culturally appropriating blind people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So one for the fear of opening your eyes, Rudy.
So does this mean that when you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck,
yes. Fuck.
Yes. You're like, okay, I got this. No.
On the other side of things, going to bed must be awesome.
Oh, it must be the best.
That's a big relief. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't even understand that. So is every blink horrifying?
It has to be.
Cyclops from X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah. But his eyes are open, but they're just behind the glass.
True. Yeah. But when he takes the thing off, he's got it.
This is literally just that, the fear of opening your eyes.
It is the fear of opening one's eyes. This fear can be extremely debilitating as it's hard for an individual to carry out daily activities without opening their eyes. Yeah, you think?
I would say so. I would almost understand more a fear of like closing your eyes. That maybe wrap my head around a little bit more.
Like you're out of it. You lose control when you do that in some way. Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's awful. I don't like where this episode's going.
Episode's going to give me anxiety.
I'm getting anxiety. I just started for me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So that one, the eye one, that one sucks.
You're already afraid of opening your eyes?
No, I'm just afraid of like this like.
I'm afraid that I'll get that phobia. I got that.
I'm afraid of just like these notions existing.
Dude, there's bizarro ones coming up. I can promise you that. So you're going with optophobia, or fear of opening your eyes.
I will be going with that as well. There's that classic story of Wesley Snipes not opening his eyes on Blade 3. Yeah. Maybe he had optophobia.
That's a great story. He refused to open his eyes because he hated the director so much. So they CGI'd his eyes opening.
They just CGI'd someone else's eyes opening over his eyelids.
It's very funny. Between these two, the fear of adolescence, you can avoid teens.
Yeah.
You can't avoid opening your eyes. So I think it's pretty easy optophobia for me.
Yeah, I think it's almost healthy to have a fear of adolescence. Like, that's
part
of
agreed.
You should
normal.
Be kind of be like, oh, they're kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you don't understand that generation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we're on to the 8 seed as optophobia moves on. The 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is hypnophobia, which is the fear of going to sleep. So you're just generally afraid all the time to go to sleep.
I have that a little bit.
Sometimes if you watch a horror movie, you could get that.
It's just scary. It's like, oh, like I'm about to go to sleep, then I'm just going to wake up like, you know, I'm going to time travel essentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost the reverse of optophobia. Where it's you're afraid to close your eyes.
True.
Yeah. And that's going up against number 9 seed, eremophobia, which is the fear of being alone. So either you're afraid of being alone, which means you constantly have to be around other people.
I don't think that one's that weird.
But like,
I feel like that's very common.
Like a true fear, it would be weird if you were truly like, I need to be with someone at all times.
Yeah.
But if you're like traveling alone, I get that. I hate being alone.
Wasn't there a movie about this recently where a guy was like, I'll give you... it was like you win like $1 billion, but you need to be 20, I think like it was like a week without being
in a walrus suit
away from someone else. No. It was like you need to be like next to somebody 24/7. Like, and if you're,
well, I could do that easy.
Yeah. So the fear of going to sleep or the fear of ever being alone, not directly next to somebody else. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like being alone. Wouldn't say I fear it, but I do get it. You know, I don't think it would be that bad to have that phobia because, you know, you grow up, you have your parents, then maybe go to college, you get a roommate, maybe you find a wife, blah, blah, blah. You're not really, you don't have to be alone that much. You're going to sleep every night. You're going to sleep every night. And it's supposed to be a relaxing and wind down part of the day. And to basically wait all day knowing that you're just going to be afraid of the end of the day going to sleep.
Yeah,
and then maybe you can't sleep and then you go crazy. Yeah. So that's bad.
Yeah. I think between these two, I think the fear of being alone would really suck though, because like in general, yeah, like you could have, you could do the chain where it's like you have to go from roommate to wife or girlfriend, whatever. But like, imagine if that person goes away and you're now crippled with fear.
Yeah.
Like this is like phobia, not just like,
but
oh,
imagine
you're
whether she's there or not, and you're just afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah, that part sucks. But you have to, like, you could probably sedate. There has to be some sort of trick to that, right? Like they take some sort of medication and put themselves to sleep. Like you can't really do that with the alone thing.
You get a robot. You want Elon's robot?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I can't wait. Once those things are able to be fucked, it's kind of over for the.
You're saying you can't wait to fuck one?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
That like, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, how quick, Nikki Smokes, how quickly would you fuck one?
I would not fuck a robot.
Really?
I would not fuck a robot.
I don't think I would fuck a robot either. I'd be too nervous.
Is great. Like, you can't replicate that. Like, no matter what.
Put that on a quote.
You can.
Part.
You could.
What have you fucked, Rudy?
I have not, but I'm saying I think you can do it.
No, you're
I will not.
Yeah, you are.
I will not because I fear it will be great. I don't want to go down that path.
Hey, honestly, to me, though, like, a woman is so much more than how she feels inside
of her,
you know?
Let's move on. Yeah.
It's like, shut up. Yeah, that's what I really appreciate about having sex
with a woman. I want
one
of Elon's robots so I can just, I just want to belittle them.
I just want them to tell me I'm right.
No, I want to like, I'm like, look at you dumb little piece of shit. Like, I just want someone just to tee off
on. I feel like you're supposed to do that anyway.
I just want, it's a victimless crime.
I want to sit on the couch with one and have them agree with me about everything I say.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, isn't that scene fucking sick? And then turn to a robot and be like, yeah, brother. Yeah,
make it watch a bunch of my videos and then tell me I'm the funniest
Yes.
part.
Tommy's thoughts. Tommy's thoughts are so good.
I don't even know how, but I saw some TikTok the other day, which I think is going to be true, is like our generation version of like, oh yeah, my grandpa's racist is going to be like, my grandpa kind of doesn't like robots. Like they're going to become such a big part of society.
That's a Star Wars movies thing. They don't let the robots come in the bar.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like movies about this.
Yeah, like I think that could be what's it. Because I'll tell you what, I'm never going to fuck with robots.
Fuck with or fuck?
Me neither.
Either or. I'm robot anti-robot.
Shit. I might fuck with them. We'll see what they're like.
If they made like...
Yeah,
like,
I'm cool with it.
Like a
I will never share a water fountain with a robot.
And they'll never go to my schools. Yeah. Would you... If they made like a 10 out of 10 blonde, fuckable robot, pussy feels like pussy, you wouldn't fuck it.
Tommy's rethinking that.
I wouldn't... It
just is an exact replica
but like,
one.
What about the titties and the ass smacks?
Yeah.
And
bro,
like
I'm telling
choking.
You. I'm not saying you're fucking like the robot you're looking at, the Tesla one, where it looks like a robot. I'm saying like they skin it like it's a Terminator and it looks like a real
something
human every
about
way.
It still is... I mean, it'd be a good like strip club idea.
Well, robot strip club?
Robot like fuck club.
It's basically the strip club from GTA.
Yeah.
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 There's a good episode of Futurama about that. Like they have a robot strip club. And like there's so much smog in the room that humans can't even go in. Like it's just because there's just so much exhaust from the robots. But I think if you could fuck one, I think you guys would fuck one. I think you would do it. I think you'd change your tune.
I'm pro human.
I think the minute they made like one that looked like Dua Lipa or whatever, you guys would be fucking robots.
If she looks like Dua Lipa, I'd consider it. But like it has to be a fucking clone.
By the way, just to your point about pocket pussies, they have to be work, right? Because the industry would be dead.
Like you don't know.
If they didn't. No, I want
just
to.
He can't wait to fuck a robot.
Yeah, I would, because at least it's like a human shape, like fucking a fleshlight or whatever, like that just
holding it.
Yeah,
it's
like
it's got the lips on it.
Yeah, but like they have to work because the industry isn't dead. If they suck, nobody would be buying them, right?
Mm-hmm. Or I guess more people would buy it if they suck. I don't even think it means they work. I just mean I think it means there's a lot of
sad
like,
people,
sad incels out there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No offense if there's any sad incels listening.
So Tommy, you had sleep versus being alone.
The fear of sleep is worse.
Yeah, I think I would go with you on the fear of sleep because that's just an everyday thing.
I agree with that. I feel like, especially as a person with anxiety, sleep is a reset for mm-hmm. everything. If you're feeling anxious about something, you take a little nap, you feel fine when you wake up. So losing sleep as like that sense of comfort and making it a sense of fear would be horrendous.
And not sleeping just builds that too.
Yes, horrible. Yeah,
it's domino effect. Rudy?
Yeah, the fear of sleeping, it's just sort of, it's more the consistency of being confronted with that.
Mm-hmm.
Every night you are just like horrified to go to bed. That sucks. Whereas you can mitigate a fear of being alone by just being around people.
Mm-hmm.
And I view these as like crippling fears.
Yes, yes. Not it's like not like discomfort. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So a crippling fear of being alone and like an inability to do it is not is something you can mitigate. Where,
sorry, my bad.
Whereas a crippling fear of going to would have devastating effects on your life mm-hmm. constantly. So I'm going with the sleep one for sure.
Nikki?
I'm going to go with the fear of sleep. I've got a good friend of mine who anytime he has like one too many nose beers, he can't sleep. And
oh, like, that's uncommon.
Yeah, very uncommon.
I'll wake up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and he's just wide awake playing slot machines for hours. And that's the last thing I ever want to do. So I enjoy my sleep.
Yeah, that, I think that guy might need help based on that description.
He's good.
He's fine. Don't worry about him.
It's just a Florida thing.
So the sleep one is going to move on. Now we have the one seed versus our Che in game. Our Che in game, there are some what the fuck ones for
is
real
there a
here.
Fear of Che?
There's one that could be interpreted as a fear of Che,
oh.
I think.
Okay. I
don't think it's in this one. I think it's in the next one. Although, actually, no, in this one, there is actually a fear of Che one. The first one is ergophobia, which is the aversion to working at all. So you cannot, physically cannot work. Get off all the jokes you want.
The New York office got that one.
Get off all your...
NYC office. Don't let Tate find out that's a phobia.
Yeah. Anatideophobia, which is the fear that somewhere there is a duck or goose watching you.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's horrifying.
That is horrifying.
That's a funny one.
Is that a possibility?
Yeah, apparently.
There's a chance.
I'm not gonna lie. I just looked around the room.
Yeah, I looked it up because I was like, this is just made up. This is bullshit. Whatever. And there's multiple diagnosed cases of this. That were like in unrelated different parts of the world.
Imagine going to a psychiatrist. I'm sorry if anyone's got this and they're listening.
I'm not like, sorry. You're
but
a fucking
being like,
freak.
I'm freaking out. And they're like, what can we do for you? And you're like, I'm pretty sure there's a duck watching me right now. And they're like, a duck? Also, and you're like, or a goose.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why is it a duck or a goose?
They're
like,
similar enough. Yeah.
A quail? Yeah, no, like, we're not worried about the
why
quail.
Why not a swan? Why not a swan?
Like, why not a
yeah,
fucking
like,
elk
why are you not afraid
platypus?
Of a swan? Like, what are you, fucking crazy?
Yeah,
why would a swan be watching me?
Yeah, well, you think I'm fucking crazy?
Yeah. But dude, multiple diagnosed cases of this all over the world.
That's a good one.
Crazy.
That's my favorite one I've heard.
Yeah.
Abibophobia, which is the fear of palindromes. So you're afraid of
any. Is this the three matchup?
This is a chain.
Oh, yeah.
So abibophobia, which is the fear of palindromes. So like the word like race car.
Yeah.
You see that word and you're just like, oh, fuck. Like this says the same thing here backwards.
You start uncontrollably screaming.
Yeah. Oh, no. Just looking at anything that's a palindrome.
It's fucking palindrome.
I can't have that because of our job. Like if I was scared of a word, you guys would manhandle me with that word.
Yeah. Just screaming race car.
You get manhandled more for being afraid that a duck is.
Oh, my God. They would fuck with you so bad with that.
No, I think the word is worse.
Yeah,
you don't think so?
There would be an office duck. They would get a pet duck.
Yeah. Or they would just tell you, hey, did you see
that? But honestly, would that mitigate the phobia?
If you're like, I know it's watching.
If you know a duck is watching.
Yeah, true.
Is it not as bad?
But if you just hear a faint quack, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, if they played it over the loudspeaker here, like, just like, quack. That'd be so fucked up. That'd be really funny, though. Just like it's really late at night. You're working late and you're in the echo of the hallway.
Fucking
like,
Affleck commercial comes on. You go to PTSD.
The next one is kinesiophobia, which is the fear of motion. So,
that's bad.
That's real bad. What's the
just
line
constantly
like?
Staying still.
Yeah. You just can't, if you're fear of ever being in motion, you just got to be still nonstop.
At least you'd be on the bottom.
Yeah. Next is arach arachibutyrophobia, which is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. So you're just very manageable.
That one's pretty avoidable.
Pretty manageable one.
You just don't eat peanut butter.
Yeah, but maybe does it get triggered if you eat something else that's sticky that could stick to the roof of your mouth?
Yeah, I sort of like, I kind of get that one.
Yeah.
I'm not a peanut butter guy myself, but if something sticks to the top of your mouth and you can't get it off for a second, you get like almost claustrophobic about it.
Bro, I was at the beach with some of my friends and I'd never done like real shrooms before. And that happened to me. It got like stuck to the back of my throat and I literally thought I was going to die at the beach.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't swallow. Like I was trying to cough it up and it was just stuck there. It's bad. It wouldn't move.
Even like a little sunflower seed in the back of your throat. Horrible feeling.
I don't like anything that we're talking about. That being said, it's not a fear of peanut butter on the roof.
Yeah. No, me neither. Yeah,
yeah, fair. Xanthophobia, which is the fear of the color yellow. So technically, you could interpret this as a fear of
Coldplay.
of an employee, if you wanted to consider it that way. And not one I've ever suffered from, just to let you guys, not that should be a shocker. Then there is paganophobia, which is the fear of beards. That would just be miserable just because everyone has a beard now. Trypophobia, which is the fear of holes. So similar, but not the same. Yeah.
We ain't got that one.
Yeah.
Am I right, boys?
Hey.
Oh, God.
Six guy?
Aerophobia, which is the fear of any fresh air. So you cannot, I was reading more into
you
it.
Want
like
non-fresh air?
You want recycled air, and they hate breezes. Like if they feel a fresh breeze come in, they get triggered like crazy.
Shudder?
Like they hate, like screaming like fear. Of
imagine
a fresh
one
breeze.
Of those people lived in Chicago. Oh my God.
That'd be
in a psych ward.
You want to talk about ones where someone here could torture you with it? Like you're sitting at your desk, someone just blows on your neck or something, like, and you start screaming.
But is that fresh air?
Guess not.
It's a breeze.
Be fresh air.
But it is a breeze, yeah.
It is a breeze. And then lastly, one I think Tommy probably loves, xenophobia, the fear of foreigners.
That one's fine.
Pussy.
So the fear of work, the fear of ducks, the fear of palindromes, motion, the peanut butter one, the color yellow, beards, holes, fresh air, or foreigners. Let's start with you, Nikki Smokes.
I knew you were going to pick me first.
Well, it is a rotation.
It's a rotation.
I know.
Pattern into it.
So this
you fucking
figured it out.
Fucking knew you were going to do that, Ken Jack.
Out of all those?
This is the one you'd least want to have.
The
okay. Fear of working. Because I like going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bootlicker.
We'll send this clip to Big Cat.
What am I going to do with the fucking ducks and the air? Like, I like ducks. I like air.
Well, yeah,
exactly. It'd be bad to have those fears.
That would suck.
You said so many different options. I don't know what
I'm saying.
I can run it right
through for you again. Again, the fear of work, the fear that a goose or a duck is watching you, the fear of palindromes, the fear of motion, fear that peanut.
Oh, motion. That's my thing.
You got motion, twin. I knew you would say that. So we got one for the motion. Rudy.
I mean, dude, it's a no-brainer. The ducks. Like it's one thing to have a constant fear that a duck or a goose might be watching you, and then the secondary part is the fact that you have to go through life explaining that you have this crippling fear.
That's such a worse part.
And so, like, you're just like out on a date or something, and you're like, it's going well, and then all of a sudden like an Aflac commercial comes on, and you all of a sudden have to tell your date, like, I'm really sorry, but I have an absolutely debilitating fear that there might be a duck watching me.
She's like, hey, for our next date, you want to go for a walk by the pond? No, I'm not doing it.
Are you wearing, what jacket is that? Oh, it's Canadian Goose. Just like,
I gotta go home.
And you're like, oh my God.
Holy shit. Yeah,
that was a world-class joke, Rudy.
Thank you, Smokes.
That was a good one. So one for the fear of ducks. Robbie.
I love the fear of ducks and I want it to win, but I can't in good faith vote for it because I think the fear of motion is even worse. Like, I think, yes, it'd be bad to explain that to somebody. It would be even worse to fear getting in the car or even walking over to the doctor's office to explain that. Mm-hmm. When we went to Disney and I got motion sickness from Star Tours, my next 2 hours were ruined. If that was my life, I wouldn't want to be alive anymore. So it's got to be the fear of
you
motion.
You got motion sickness from Star Tours?
I know. Like, I went on roller coasters and shit, and so Star Tours was the one that killed me.
Holy shit. Great ride, though.
Yeah. Very fun.
Very good ride.
I would do it again.
Honestly, I would have said a different one, but more you guys convinced me on the Fear of Motion, because yesterday we drove to go do that Out of Order sketch, and I forget who was in the first car with me. Maybe who was it? I think it was Clemmer. Not Clemmer. Who's sitting next to
him?
I forget.
If it was Clemmer, you wouldn't have forgotten that.
No, it was me. It was Vibbs. Vibbs say he can't use his phone while driving. In a car.
I have that sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, I physically cannot ever use my phone while I'm in a car, or else I get sick. Like, yeah. I need to get car sickness. And I'm like, that would be the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
That. It's bad.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah,
randomly.
So, and even that, I'm like, if I was sitting on like an hour long or hour and a half car ride, like we were on, like, and I couldn't use my phone at all, I'd want to die. Yeah. So I think I would go with that. So three for the Fear of Motion.
I would went for the ducks. The duck one's just funny to me.
Yeah, KB. So this, we were in the middle of the chain now. The one of the best options we've had so far is anatidaphobia, which is the fear that somewhere there's a duck or a goose watching you at all times.
Oh, that's. Okay.
We were saying, imagine you had that and people knew that at work, how badly you would be fucked with.
Oh, yeah. There would be flux galore.
You would just hear duck sounds throughout the day.
This is a real thing?
Multiple documented cases in different parts of the world.
I mean, I will say, like, we're using the term real. Like, anyone who has this is mentally ill. like most of these phobias are like, you're just a fucking weirdo freak. I'm gonna be the first one to say that there's some phobias that are real. Being afraid that a duck or goose is watching you, you're not getting like, oh my god, I'm so sorry you have that. You're a fucking freak.
Okay.
So are you a freak if you have a fear to drive a car as a 25 year old man?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
You.
I would say so. Yeah, I would say so, Nick.
Yeah, you show Smokes a picture of Interstate.
I'm 28. The Interstate. I didn't know who that could be about.
I got surrounded by when we went to Pebble Beach, we rented a car and it was me, Big Ev, Smokes, and Glenny Balls. And we got the rental car and I was like, oh, it's like an hour drive. And all of them just stood there and they were like, on the highway?
To be fair, Glenny does drive on the highway, drove us 13 hours from Orlando to Nashville during Storm Chasers like an absolute king.
That 3 hours of sleep.
That Pebble Beach drive is brutal. Like, that's like through the hills of fucking San Francisco.
That was one of the best drives. You're on mountainsides and
cliffs. Even if I did drive on highways, I wouldn't have done that drive.
So which one are you going with, Tommy?
I'm going with the Fear of Ducks one. I just think it's funny.
The Fear of Ducks one. Either way, the Fear of Motion is going to win. Just to give you some of the options, KB, it was the ones we had was the aversion to work, the fear that the duck is watching you, the fear of palindromes, which we think might have been actually pretty rough. Someone just yelling race car at you and you just getting
set up.
The fear
of hearing palindromes?
Yeah, hearing or reading palindromes.
Okay.
Yeah. the fear of the color yellow, fear of beards, fear of fresh air, fear of holes, and fear of foreigners, which, as Tommy noted, not that bad. So the winner is the fear of motion, kinesophobia. And that's going up against our number one seed. This one, I just don't know how you live with this. The number one seed, which is ideaphobia, which is the fear of ideas.
So I died in a minute.
You are constantly in fear of having an idea or hearing an idea.
Kind of fun.
Isn't that an idea of itself?
The idea of ideaphobia is an idea. Yeah, so yeah. There's just layers and layers. You can't have a thought because you could accidentally stray into an idea.
You'd have whatever the opposite is of like the Larry David notepad.
Yeah,
just carries it around, has new ideas. You would have to burn that.
So
the Men in Black thing, basically.
Yeah, you need to erase your own memory.
Just thought of a good joke. Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
So kinesophobia, the fear of motion versus the fear of having or any ideas, just the fear of ideas. Tommy.
God, these are both so bad. But the fear of motion, like not being able to move, is literally
pretty bad.
Like that, you just It's hard to be worried. The fear of ideas is like almost too weird and abstract for me to really wrap my head around.
Yeah, it is hard to think about.
And that person just has a mental illness. I'm going to go with the fear of because that's a little more concrete. Fear of ideas, I think, you can't think of what you want for lunch. Like, I think like just weird. I think the fear of moving is more concrete and more palpable.
You're basically like a voluntary quadriplegic, basically.
Yeah. Again, you're culturally appropriating.
For the quads. So one for the fear of movement. I would do the fear of ideas. I'm sticking with that. I think it's just even you trying to think about the idea of ideaphobia, Like, if you were a person with ideophobia, you would fuck.
Like, that's not a real thing.
Another one where I was like, that's just has to be a bullshit one. Just, it's very well documented. It's crazy. So I do ideophobia.
I think Tommy explained his thoughts the same way I'm thinking about it, where it's kind of what can you make it through the day with? And I have certainly had days where I've had no ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I've had days where you sit on the couch and you watch the most mindless television ever, and you don't even remember what you watched at the end of the day. I don't think I can make it through the day without getting up and going to the fridge for like a glass of water or something. Like,
but even if you had that idea, you'd be thinking like, think that's an idea. You're like, maybe I should go get a glass of water.
True.
That's an idea.
And I would be like, oh, fuck, should I get a glass of water?
And then you're thinking, and that's another idea.
It's bad, but I think I'm still going to go with motion. I think I would rather at least just try to fucking meditate my brain into a sense of not thinking of anything rather than, have the fear of getting up or even moving my head, turning my head to the left.
True. Rudy?
I think it's the motion one, because I'm thinking about someone who has mastered the idea of not having ideas, and I just would like to see that person, like a monk. Just
it's like Marty, I think, in a way.
Completely nothing. Just nothing going on. Yeah. Just absolutely stoic, sitting on top of a hill, just crisscross applesauce. That guy kind of rules.
Yeah, I respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the moving one, and it would be so weird. Like, if you see a fucking train or a paper airplane, and then, or like, if you got to move,
stimming. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think not being able to walk is worse than the fear of seeing a paper airplane. But yeah.
But if that elicits the same reaction.
Like that's something in motion. Yeah. Like, I think it also applies to things that are in motion.
No, I know. But I think the real bad downside of it is not being able to move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. I was dead serious about the paper airplane, Tommy. Thank you.
Gabby.
Douchebag. So, like, these phobias are people who, like, how bad is the fear? Like, is it debilitating or,
yes.
like,
it's yes. just, I like, think me? We're thinking about it, like, yes,
like, it's a debilitating phobia.
Okay. Well, that just you know, eliminates living, both of these. The motion one is just you yourself moving and other things moving in your eyesight.
Yeah, I think it's the fear of any movement.
Okay, well, that wouldn't work. the fear of ideas, that's just too silly for me to comprehend.
To me, it's a prison of the brain. I mean,
if you were just, like, perceiving, like, enjoying cinema and art the whole time, like, do you habituate to a point where you don't even have ideas? Or are you, like, constantly like, ah!
I think so. I think that's literally it.
Both of these are equally debilitating. You can't make it through life. But I guess I'll go the motion one.
The motion one. Another one for the motion one, Nikki.
Yeah, Brennan? I'm gonna go motion too.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of what else. This phobia can apparently it's a traumatic episode that can trigger idea phobia, and people who are high strung suffer from it. I don't know. That's a lot. Either way, kinesophobia, which is the fear of motion, is going to move on. Now we have the 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is venustrophobia, which is the fear of beautiful women.
Oh.
I know some guys on here that are not going to be pleased with that one.
I can't.
That honestly wouldn't be that bad to have. That ruins life.
That's, you can, yeah.
It wouldn't be that bad
you
to have.
Make
you
can make it far
you just
with
fuck
that.
Ugly chicks, yeah.
you could get your way through that.
Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 11 seed. Koinonophobia. It's Koinoni phobia, which is the fear of rooms. So you are petrified of rooms. So which fear is worse? The debilitating phobia of seeing beautiful women or the debilitating fear of rooms? Starting with you, Nikki Smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with rooms. I feel like like every guy at one point has been kind of intimidated by an attractive woman. Now, like, would I rather have attractive women in my life? Yes, but if you're scared to walk into a bedroom with an attractive woman, you're not going to get anywhere anyway. So
facts.
The fear of going into rooms is worse.
You're asking around a date, like, let's meet in an open field. Yeah. Just chill for a bit. Just relax.
Yeah.
KB.
Hey, would you fear of rooms?
Like, you would freak
it's
out.
So, no. Some of these are so fucked, it's hard to even, like,
comprehend.
I feel zero sympathy for anybody that has a fear of rooms.
How do you live?
Atriums, chilling.
Patios.
Yeah.
Patios.
Foyers.
Yeah. Maybe some, yeah.
Bathrooms.
The embassy suite. Not the rooms.
So,
if you're a beautiful woman, would be that. That's a very, you could be very functioning and successful with that.
But what happens if, like, let's say, you, like, I guess it really depends on your job, but, like, imagine, like, you, a new hire comes in and that's a beautiful woman. You just can't work there anymore?
You moved to, like, Bismarck or something. Yeah. Just be a
definitely
be
can't
a
live in, like,
in
Miami.
Bismarck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't live in Miami. Yeah. Like, just live, you have to live in an ugly, like, the ugliest per capita state.
North Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah. So, two.
Yeah, that one's, yeah, that's way more tolerable.
So two for fear of rooms. I double checked it just for, it's the intense fear of rooms or people in rooms. It's a specific phobia. It's for people because it made me feel and feel, make them feel out of control or stressed. Rudy.
Yeah. I mean, going into a room, not being able to go into a room is ludicrous. You would,
yeah, that's
everything. Technically,
you flee to a room when you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I feel like most things are considered a room.
I think a room has
trees
to be
closed.
I think, yeah.
No, like anything indoors is technically like a room.
No, I think, like, a
if
room
you walk
has
through
to be
doors,
an enclosed space inside an enclosed space.
Yeah, but if you opened a hotel room door and walked in the hotel, you're technically like.
Would you consider the lobby a room?
A hotel room would be a room.
No, you're
no, not the hotel room.
You're saying
like
the lobby.
The lobby.
I think it counts.
I
don't
know zero about this.
All right, if you were standing in like the middle of the basketball court in your office, are you in a room?
I think so.
Yes.
I think no. I think it's got to be a smaller room inside of a building. That's a building.
I kind of agree. I think, I mean, these people are sick. Like, they, if they're afraid of rooms, they should be afraid of that too. But then that's just a fear of being
indoors.
Inside. And I do think there's a difference between being in a room and being inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's fair. Yeah.
What is the, what's
either
that?
Way?
Like hallways and corridors, not rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're afraid of rooms, you'd probably be afraid of that. If you're that fucked up.
Yes. It's what is I'm trying to figure out find the actual definition
I don't
mean
of to a room. Fucked up,
you know? Have to you'd have to stay in a studio apartment.
But wouldn't this
That's
office
a room?
Be a giant room?
Yeah.
I get it, but like then that would just be the fear of being indoors.
It just says the partitioned part of the inside of a building. That's the only
right.
definition of a room.
Yeah,
it's a
so
room.
Then
it has to be inside of another building. So the building doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah.
Still, it sucks.
Yeah.
It definitely does. I'm going with that one.
Robbie?
I'm going to go with the fear of rooms as well.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty easy fear of rooms.
Yeah, yeah now I'm easy. Thinking about like if they go, if like the debate we just had, are they going to be like, oh, is this a room? We must check. Because if it is, I'm going to be very fearful of what we're doing. Yeah,
I'm guessing like people who have this have like 100 other ailments that will grossly overshadow that. Like,
yeah,
it's not like they're like, the
this
person
isn't
is afraid
their
of
one
rooms
flaw.
Yeah.
Isn't.
Yeah. Is this a room? No, it's an atrium. Oh,
oh thank God.
it's an auditorium. Oh, all right, we're good.
So we're all rooms. I'm assuming you're going rooms
too.
Yeah,
the other one just kind of being an incel.
Yeah. So the rooms is going to move on. Now we have the number 3 seed versus the 4 seed. The 3 seed is plutophobia, which is the fear of any money. So you are petrified of
y'all
the
boys.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what you guys been on. Yeah.
Just being petrified, just being petrified of money. And that's
now is that having money or is it like seeing money?
I think it's the everything involving
the
money.
Above.
All
everything
of the above. Okay.
Yeah,
I know. I know somebody.
Well, I feel like physical money and having money is two different things. Like one's just a number in your bank account, and one's like a physical object.
I think you're afraid of it all. If you're afraid of money,
yeah, it's the fear of any wealth. It's the fear of becoming the fear of becoming wealthy because of the dread of dealing with money.
Mm. Okay, so
that's why I haven't gotten wealthy yet.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I got sick plutophobia. You have no idea. Yeah. And that's going up against our number 14 seed, which is automatonophobia, which is the fear of human-like figures, sort of the fear of Clemmer, if you will. So,
like Uncanny Valley sort of vibes?
Yeah, like the fear of anything that looks human in a way.
Got it.
So I don't think that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I don't
heard.
Think either of these are
if something
that.
Looks
but let me tell you what looks like a human.
Like,
it doesn't say it doesn't say it can't be human. It just says it looks has to look like a human. So that
like
could
a tree
wait,
that
so you're
has
afraid
like a perfect
of
ass.
Yeah. It could be anything that looks like a human, but I think this could also consider like humans.
See, if it's humans involved, then it's weird. But if it's just you're afraid of things that look like human but aren't human, I kind of get that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I'll double check on that. But first, the money, fear of money versus the fear of human-like figures. So for the list on here, such as mannequins, wax figures, dummies, animatronics, or robots.
Yeah, that's okay. Fair. I think that's okay to be afraid of.
Yeah.
So I think that the worst would be the fear of money. I mean, I think a fear of being like exceptionally wealthy is also livable.
Yeah.
Just don't get wealthy. If you're, you know, afraid of having $500 in your bank account, that's a bit of a problem. But I still think it's more norm. Like, I think the other one is fine. I think a lot of people could have that. So I'm going to say the fear of money is worse.
The fear of money. I would also go fear of money, but the human figure ones would also kind of suck. Although it is, like you were saying, a little more reasonable.
Yeah.
Not including any humans. Yeah. But like you walk past like
you're not going to Disney.
But you can't go to like a store. You can't go to like Target.
Mannequins. Online shop. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to. Oh, yeah, true. You can online shop. But then there's just so much of your day-to-day life could just be interpreted as a human.
Yeah.
So we're all for the money right now. Rudy?
I do know somebody that is terrified of coins.
You know, I don't love coins.
Who's terrified of coins?
We all know him.
His name's YP, right?
Yes, and I didn't want to out him, but it
I'll
is
out him.
Wait, YP's, yeah. YP's terrified of coins?
I'm kind of with him. He doesn't like change, and neither do I. Like, if I have change, I'll never take it.
Well,
I'm
that's different.
By the feeling of having change in my pocket.
But peeved more like than annoyed, it. I think. Or,
yeah, okay. He's also afraid. Really doesn't like bicycles.
Okay.
Is how he is. Okay. But yeah, it's the money one. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just would love to meet a hobo that's like, nah, dude, I just got a phobia of
no thank you.
Of,
yeah,
accruing wealth. Yeah, I would be though.
The homeless guy trying to give you money.
Yeah. I would listen, dude, if it could have been different, but way God made me. Yeah. You know, I mean, I would have been really rich.
No choice. KB.
Yeah, that's the most privileged ailment. Like being deathly afraid of accidentally becoming very rich, stumbling upon wealth.
Someone gives you a scratch really off and you're like, no.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
Yeah, I don't get that one completely, but it's going up against what?
It's going up against the fear of human figures.
Yeah, that's worse.
The human figures one you think is worse?
This is not, okay, this doesn't count the actual people.
It correct. Doesn't count actual humans, we were saying. That's what I thought that it did originally, but it's just, it doesn't.
Oh,
it
that's
only,
normal. Yeah. I get petrified of Foldcore by Glumlot.
Wait, what?
It's like these AI moody visual druids with like
Foldcore?
70s sci-fi.
Oh, dude, I love those.
I like it, but it makes me feel a little too.
Or like, have you seen the ones that's like your state if it was a warrior?
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Now I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Your state, if it's they do the dumbest shit. It's like
your month.
They combined a pug and a great white shark.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I would be a little afraid. Okay. Yeah.
Your month, your medieval warrior. I've gone through about 100 of those.
Warrior. Yeah.
So you're going to go money?
The money is, that just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Nikki?
Yeah. I don't fuck with robots. I'm going with money.
You're going with money, although you still wouldn't be, you'd still almost, the way you described it, would have been voting for the human figures one, because that is the fear of robots.
Yeah, no, correct, I know.
So you go with the money one. So now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is amaxophobia, which is the fear of ever being in a vehicle of any kind. So you're petrified, you cannot be in any vehicle, which means you're really in a box. Like it's one of those things where like, you think in your mind that like, you could live through this, but like you can't go anywhere. Like you need a bike everywhere you go.
Bike, scooter.
Although that's technically sort of a vehicle. Like, I think they mean in. They mean enclosed.
Maybe you're a motorcycle guy.
And that's how we end up in number 10 seed, ablutophobia, which is, or ablutophobia? Ablutophobia, which is the fear of bathing. Being petrified.
That's bad.
Yeah. That's the one.
This would be the
washing, scrubbing, showering.
Any sort of bathing. Yeah.
So that's Mila Kunis has this.
Okay. Yeah, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
And Ashton.
Yeah. So the fear of being in any vehicle versus the fear of bathing, starting with you, Nikki Smokes.
Yeah, fear of bathing. I shower twice a day. I could not go my whole life without showering.
Mm-hmm. Easy fear of bathing. KB?
Yeah, that cars are avoidable. And I think it should be more common to be terrified of driving in cars. If you look at the stats,
agreed,
true.
Like, where people are terrified of airplanes, like, look how many people die in car accidents.
You're more likely to die on your way to the airport than you are on that plane.
By millions almost.
And I've been one of those people forever. I hate flying.
Yeah,
but I also don't travel a lot, so I feel like the odds are actually heavier for you dying in a plane crash than driving. So I don't know.
Probably still not.
It's probably still not great. No. Rudy.
Yeah, the car one I can understand. I don't like it when if I'm getting a car and I'm not driving, and it's kind of a little bit of an extension of that, I suppose. What was the other one?
The fear of bathing.
Yeah, that's that fucking blows, dude. You're just a medieval peasant all of a sudden. Like, no thanks.
No shower wanks either.
Yeah, dude. They used to think that water would make you like it was bad for you.
Yeah,
like if showering was bad, like bathing in the water,
bathing in the river or whatever, they're like, "Oh, you don't want all that water on you. That's
too much water.
I thought it would make you sick."
Yeah. It's like couldn't like there's a lot of instances of human beings being wrong. That one is such a unanimous couldn't be more wrong that it's almost unbelievable.
That's like they used to think that tomatoes and all other sort of like acidic fruits were poisonous until like the 1800s because they
was brave enough to try it
because they thought they would eat on pewter plates which have lead in them, and then when they would eat tomatoes it would bring out the acid, would bring out the lead, and they would get lead poisoning and get sick. So they're like, oh, these are obviously poisonous.
Some poor guy was trying to off himself in the forest one day, and he just discovered a tomato.
You eat this poisonous, delicious-looking fruit.
Halfway through it, he's like, it's pretty fucking good.
Vegetable, yeah. Or fruit or vegetable, I forget.
Tomato's a fruit.
Fruit, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's one of those
weird,
vegetable.
It's a weird thing, but yeah.
Yeah, technically speaking.
A fruit.
I don't
know the science. I think of it more like a vegetable,
I love tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They're good. They're still good for you. So another one for bathing.
Definitely bathing. This is one where if you're afraid of vehicles, it might ruin your life. It truly might, but at least it only ruins your life.
Yeah.
The bathing one, that ruins the time of everyone around
you. That's a great point.
It's like the Roan diss on the fat guy, where it was like you're an inconvenience to be around. Yes. Like that would be brutal. I'd go with the bathing one as well. Tommy?
Yeah, that easy. I think the fear of vehicles is bad, but I mean, listen, I don't like driving on highways. I'm just fine. I think
you don't drive, period.
Yeah, but I mean, mainly highways. I do drive in general, but not a lot. Like, you could live in a big city, walk. Are you allowed to take subways in this scenario?
I don't think so. A vehicle and you're close.
You got to walk a lot. It sucks, but it's not nearly as bad as just being smelly.
But you would also be smelly if you had to do that all the time.
Well, you at least but at least you could go shower.
Yeah, exactly.
But imagine if you'd have to live like right next to your job. Otherwise, you'd be walking a long way here. You'd eventually. Although you could shower here, at least in our office.
Hour or so.
Yeah. So either way, bathing is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed, I love the 2 seed. Chronophobia, which is the fear of time. So you are constantly petrified by the concept of time, something which is literally happening 24, like it will never stop.
It's weird. I don't have a phobia of it. Yeah. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't like time.
Time's a little freaky.
No.
I don't like the thought of getting old.
For me, it doesn't move at the pace I prefer.
No.
I wish it moved a tad slower.
Yes.
Yeah. I think days should be longer.
If you come into like an introspective session about time, you're not coming out
happy.
No,
you know what I've always said? Winning. Time flies.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What? Oh, dude.
Prime Rib guys got quotes.
Yeah, fucking Prime Rob, man. That was such a good nickname by Clem.
Prime Rob.
It's like a great name. And just to clarify, there's the extreme fear of the passage of time. People with this anxiety disorder feel intense discomfort or dread when they think about time passing them by. They may be concerned about their own mortality or worry about getting older.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's very normal.
Most people will become obsessed with watching the clock or marking days off of the calendar. Which that would suck. So that's going up at number 15 seed. This one just made me laugh because it seems like it would be something like a Travis Kelce type would say, which is philophobia, which is the fear of love. Like just being like, I was so afraid of love.
My God.
I was so afraid of love till I met you, girl. Like which one of those type of lines. Yeah. So the fear of love versus the fear of time. A tale as old as time. Starting with you, Tommy.
This is tough. Either is really that bad.
I think if you're like afraid of thinking about like how like if you like love your mom or something.
Yeah, that's weird. But I think the fear of time, I mean, it is more palpable. Like, I could understand that one more, but also I think it is more crippling of just watching a clock and being like, fuck, another second, another second, another second. That would be very bad. So if it was a heightened version of that, then yeah, I'll go with the fear of time.
Yeah, I'll do fear of time too, especially just like that definition, noting that this person is just watching the time click off of a clock, watching, marking every single day off of their calendar. Like, they're so zeroed in on every second passing by. Like, that would be miserable. The fear of love thing, I think, like you said, I feel like there are people who just kind of like that, like, naturally, yeah. And it's not that big of a deal. So I'd go with time.
I think,
Robbie, remember, you're getting married soon. Remember that before you answer this question.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think you're right about the time thing, because there's a constant dread with the fear of love. I know it's a debilitating phobia, but there's got to be a way you could turn that off. It's not a 24/7 thing where time literally is like it almost extends to you're afraid of going to sleep because so much time is going to pass. Like, that extends so far across the board. I think it's got to be time.
Yeah. So time, Rudy.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, as you guys were talking, I was just counting seconds and I was like, gone, gone.
You'll never get those seconds back.
It's awful. That's an awful way to live. And honestly, I kind of get it, because one thing I think about a lot is like, damn, if I could just have a pause button right now, it'd be so amazing. If life, you could just be like, boop, pause, and then
I think they made a movie about that.
If you'd be like Quicksilver or something.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. But like, it's just so relentless. It's just such a prick about everything. So yeah, that fucking sucks. The love one, I think we're missing an opportunity. That is a powerful weapon you could wield if you were a bad enough guy. Yeah. Or if you pitch that you're like, I have a legitimate documented
ultimate city
phobia of love, and then for you, I have overcome a debilitating phobia.
You're literally doing what I picked this for, which is making fun of this guy who would pretend to have this.
You would be wielding a weapon the likes of which have not been used or seen before in the fuckboy game.
Holy shit.
But it's the time one for sure. That's I'm actually kind of tail spinning right now thinking about it.
Yeah, that's a good one. KB?
Yeah. If you're maddened by the passing of time, you're going to be always miserable. And if it's in relation to mortality, then you're just going to get progressively and rapidly worse every day. That's the worst existence.
I think it reminds me of do you remember like the Quicksilver scenes in, like, I wish I could do that every now and then.
Oh yeah,
like just time stops
down and just fucking
a cool song starts playing and I'm just able to move while everyone's stuck frozen. That would be amazing.
Dude, that's why I like anesthesia so much.
I know.
Yeah,
so it's the only time you actually get a true break from the passage of time.
I was just saying, I've never taken a day off in my life.
Yeah. Exactly. Living is pretty relentless.
Like, there should be like, I want to get anesthesia for 3 to 7 days straight. I bet you come out of that like, hell yeah.
A coma.
It's like
being a coma.
I've had to live every day of my life.
Yes. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do you wish it would almost be like in movies when they like cryogenically freeze you? Like for like space travel,
like
or
Austin Powers.
Yeah. They just freeze Star you for Wars, like a week and then wake you back up. Like,
that would be perfect.
Just give me a break, dude.
Yeah.
Reboot it, dude.
Yeah. Hard restart. Hard reset. Yeah. Nikki Smokes?
I'll just go with love. I'll just go with love. That's just how I feel. And like, I would never want to die and no one like be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the love thing. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. So time is going to move on. Now we can go through our playoffs. The first one being the 4 seed versus the 12 seed. The 4 seed was opening your eyes. The debilitating fear of ever opening your eyes, and that's going up against the being touched. So the dread and the fear of ever being touched.
This is tough for me.
You're up.
This is really tough.
It pretty much comes down to one thing. Would you rather be able to see boobs or touch boobs?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, what would you rather do?
Would you rather see or touch tits?
Yeah.
This is like the allegory of the cave, man. It's really difficult.
I think I'd rather see.
But like, if you're scared of getting touched, you can't have sex either.
Mm-hmm.
I
think I'd rather be blind. Actually, like, I could feel pussy. I could feel tits. Fat asses. I could feel those. I might not be able to see it, but I could at least feel it. And if I'm scared of motion and touching, then you get none of
the
that.
The guy with this phobia is probably getting lots of women. opportunities to squeeze titties.
He's fucking nonstop.
The guy who can't even open his
brother,
eyes.
You can pay for the service.
It's not like he's just blind. It's like he can't. He has to actively keep his eyes shut.
So with this guy that's scared to open his eyes, he's not like fully blind, right? Like, it's
not,
just
not at
he,
all.
He wakes
blind.
Up, he's like, fuck, 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 but he eventually opens his eyes.
Yeah, he can't, no, but he every single time he opens his eyes, he's afraid to open his eyes.
Okay, I think I could live with that. Like, I could get over that. I could get over that fear. It's like,
well, you can't in this hypothetical.
Would be a phobia.
Okay, but like, whatever. I'm saying, like, the first, what, 10 minutes of your day of trying to get out of bed is a nightmare, but once you open your eyes...
No,
you
just... it's throughout the day. That's why they have the phobia.
Every blink is like watching The Ring.
Oh, man, this blows. I'm still going to go with motion.
Motion wasn't part of it. Is opening your eyes or being touched?
Oh, fucking cunt.
You're thinking about what the motion of the... Yeah,
you're
thinking
about stuff, right? I love being touched, though. Pause. By women. And I love touching. Fuck. I guess touching. I love my eyes. I love my eyesight.
So touching... That was tough. Touching. Wait, no, you're saying touching is worse. Which one of these is worse? Which one did you not want to have?
Dude, you're not. I
you're
wanna
in a
be
fucking
able,
mental
I,
pretzel
I wanna,
right now.
I want to open my eyes more than I want to touch or be touched.
So
fear of opening your eyes is worse.
Yes.
Yes. So the fear of opening your eyes is worse, KB.
This is a landslide. One is impossible. The other, I mean, physical contact is all pretty inconsequential except for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can still like beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Friendly fire.
That, yeah.
Pocket pussy.
Yep. Although, is that too close to skin? I don't know if the phobia would
I'm
be
not,
triggered.
Like, I'm not big into like gestural contact, like hugs and...
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. We'd dab each other up.
And I could do without that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with opening the eyes?
Yeah, but oh yeah,
easily. Rudy,
I love contact, but the one thing I love more than that is just looking at shit. Like I'll spend so much time. KB, you can write this. Just looking at maps, looking at Google Earth, looking at a building.
Yeah, you look at things a lot.
I've always said that.
I do too. KB, yeah. You could relate.
My boy Rudy never stops looking at things.
He's always looking.
He looks at a lot.
I'd be looking at shit. Yeah. So that one to me is far worse if you strip that for me.
Holy shit, that's funny. So you're going to go with the opening, three for opening your eyes?
I'm going to go with opening your eyes too. KB, I feel like you could resonate with this, but I love movies. And I'm going to go with that right, because I like watching movies.
To watch a movie. Like to look at a movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm looking at a movie.
Hey, you want to go on a date? We're going to go look at a movie.
Movies, bro.
Yeah. I would say I looked at Shutter Island, but I don't think I watched
it. Yeah. So you look at any good movies lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been looking.
I definitely looked at it. So I would do the opening the eyes as well. It's just, it's impossible to live
your life that
way.
This is a blowout.
Yeah. Opening the eyes is going to move on.
I be concerned that was so hard for me to pick?
Yes.
No,
yes.
You get in a pretzel. I've been there. You get in your pretzel quick with these.
You were in a torture chamber in your own mind.
Of your own mind. Yeah, if your own baking.
Yes.
Yeah, again, it's which one of these would you not want, basically? Which one's worse?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So now we have the fear of sleep versus the fear of motion. So the dreading and the fear, you cannot go to sleep. Again, like we were saying before, the almost the inverse of the opening your eyes thing versus the fear of any motion. Start with you, Tommy.
Boy, really don't want either of these. The fear of sleep's really bad all day, dreading going to sleep. But again, your body just eventually does have to go to sleep. Maybe there's ways around it where you knock yourself out or you take
Part 30
heavy sleeping pills. The fear of motion is, I mean, it's debilitating. Just not being able to move, not wanting, it's not even the vehicles because now you're not even walking to work.
Can't watch anything. Like, can't watch a game. You know what I mean? It's all motion.
A lot of motion.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So you're going to fear motion.
Yeah.
I would do between these two. I think there is a world in which you could physically live without the motion. The fear of sleep could, I think, literally kill you.
Yeah, like the insomnia.
Yeah, like the insomnia could actually like literally kill you dead. And you need your body needs sleep for like a mental state. But as much as it needs movement, I still think you need sleep more. I think the sleep is worse. Like as long as it's stopping you from going to sleep.
I think having the fear of sleep is worse as well, because fear of motion. You could be afraid all day, but when you get to the end of the day, you get a sigh of relief. fear of sleep the entire day is spent dreading that moment, and like you never escape that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a literal torture. Rudy.
I think that the sleep one sucks, but there's a remedy for it where you can take Lunesta or Ambien.
No free ads, sleeping pills.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeping pills. And so, but the fear of motion is you cannot fix that. Everything. What doesn't require some level of motion?
Like literally everything.
This one's almost unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
It's like the person using like God when you do like rock, paper, scissors, or gun or whatever. Yeah.
The only thing that doesn't require is sleeping, ironically.
Mm-hmm. But like you still move in your sleep, but I guess you wouldn't perceive it.
True. Yeah, no, it's the motion one for me, for sure.
So we are
That's crazy.
We're 2-2, KB.
So are these people, are they afraid of just the process of falling asleep, or they're asleep, they obviously probably don't feel anything negative toward it unless they're having nightmares.
It is the fear of falling asleep or sleeping. It's a phobia associated with certain stimuluses. The fear of falling asleep or awake and not waking up. The worry about bad things happening while you're asleep. You have concerns about dying, avoiding sleep by taking stimulants like caffeine. You feel dread or worry about passing out. You feel dizzy and disoriented, and you have dry or sticky mouth.
Oh no!
I mean, that's a lifetime of hell. But not being able to move is also—it's not, you can't do that. And even if you tried, like the side effects that come with that, well, you would just feel horrible and you'd be so unhealthy. So I think it is fear of motion is worse.
I'd rather go through my whole day fighting the fear of sleep than my whole day of like trying to move out of bed. Mm-hmm. So I think the motion's way worse.
That's what that song "The Man Who Can't Be Moved" was about.
Really? Which song is that?
I think it's The Fray, The Script, one of those bands.
Oh, I think I
know.
They are
Andy.
The same band.
The man that can't be moved. Jam.
I don't think I know that one. I only know the two Fray songs.
About
that
fear.
So now we have the fear of motion versus the fear of opening your eyes, Nikki.
This is a championship level match.
this is tough. What's worse? I'm going with fear of motion.
Fear of motion, KB.
I will say though, the fear of opening your eyes would also make it hard to move.
Exactly.
Because you can't move around with your eyes closed.
That's a square and a rectangle almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm switching my answer to eyes.
Switching to opening your eyes, KB.
Fear of moving just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, if you can't open your eyes, it's going to be miserable to move. So you...
Or watch things.
Think on what would work.
So...
A roller coaster, I'm sure.
Just to give the breakdown or whatever of it, it is defined as the excessive or irrational or debilitating fear of movement or physical activity. The fear of motion is associated with a feeling of vulnerability or injury in response to movement. So you're basically afraid of being hurt nonstop anytime you move.
The way you just described it there doesn't sound so bad.
The advancement or acute pain and persistent to chronic pain. So you get phantom pain due to the fear of movement? That's crazy.
But is it like you literally can't, can you walk to your fucking bathroom?
It says like I think
the whole time you're like scared of slipping.
Yeah, you're scared nonstop of all of your movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's the movement one, because you can like still frolic with your eyes closed if you wanted to.
You got to frolic.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudy?
Said it before. I love looking at shit, dude. I really like it.
So one of the most unique things about you.
I know. And so I would be devastated if I couldn't look at stuff.
If I was given like a 5-year window, which one I would rather do, it would be, I'd rather be unable to move because you can just lay down and watch it.
Right.
Yeah. Although,
but if it was for the rest of your life, the other one.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Robbie.
I'm going to go with eyes.
3 for opening the eyes, 1 for the motion. The motion one sucks so bad. But like from what we just like kind of read about it, like you can move around. You're just constantly afraid that something's going to happen and you're going to get hurt. And that does suck, like almost as bad as the original kind of thing we thought about. But not being able to like open your eyes or being petrified to ever open your eyes, that's just like you If I lived my whole life blind, this would be the easiest thing. But I haven't. Like, we've seen shit, and I want to continue seeing shit. So I need to vote for opening the eyes.
Same. Yeah. Like I said, you stay home a lot, you stay in bed. At least you're watching stuff. Mm-hmm. Not being able to open your eyes. How the fuck can you live like that?
So now we have on the other side, as the opening your eyes goes in the championship, the fear of money versus the fear of being in a room.
Oh, fear of being in a room is so much worse.
Yeah. That's so easy for me.
I agree. That's a very easy one, Rudy.
Yeah, it's a room.
Is it just a room across the board, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fear of money. Quit your job.
Yeah, just be a vagabond.
I have a fear of the Brie Larson movie Room. Scary movie.
Scary movie. Yeah. Now we have then the other the top of it. The fear of time versus the fear of bathing. Let's start with you, Nikki.
Bathing.
The bathing's worse than time.
100%. Yeah. No, bathing's worse. Like I have good hygiene, although I do sweat a lot under my armpits. That doesn't mean I'm not wearing deodorant, okay? It's a condition. Bathing. And I don't appreciate people who smell like shit either, so that one's way worse.
You know who's a big sweater? Dana B. That dude sweats like fucking
no
crazy.
No shit.
I feel bad for Dana. That's also just obviously hot.
It's not like a fat thing. It's like he sweats.
I never said it was a fat thing. You threw that
seems
in too.
Hot.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you did surgery on Dana, steam would come out.
I figured what we were doing. Like, we were all somewhere, and like we were all fine. He was like drenched in sweat.
Yeah, Dana's a sweaty bastard.
I sweat a lot too. That's a big boy thing, bro.
But he was underwater, dude. It was like
Dana didn't need this.
he didn't need this at all.
He was hot underwater. Oh, he was sweating.
Sweating underwater.
It's like he just don't come out of a dunk tank, and like it wasn't that hot.
He gets into a cold tub. He just starts fucking sweating,
melting all.
Dying in here, man.
It's boiling in the cold tub.
He sits down and it goes.
So one for bathing from Nikki. KB,
bathing versus
time.
Well, bathing is like, you know, could be like an ignorance is bliss thing. Like, you know, a lot of people don't leave their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could stream. You could. You know,
you could do the movie The Whale, except you just
work
smell.
From home.
Yeah,
I can't even like stand it when I smell. Like that would drive me nuts.
Right, but just not being able to deal with time that's going to be quite the obstacle.
Yeah, you got to think
today, tomorrow, in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes,
right now.
Now, fuck.
In the past,
fuck.
Yeah,
oh, fuck. I think that's one of the worst.
So fear of time, 1-1 right now, Rudy.
Yeah, for thousands of years, humans didn't bathe.
Mm. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of years, they didn't have time. We made up time.
Yeah, but now everybody bathes.
Damn,
what
he's
did
got
you
a
use
point.
Just to describe that?
I don't know.
Thousands of years.
Yeah, time. It's made up.
But Rudy, at least back then, nobody
and
it's bathed.
Probably wasn't even thousands of years.
Agreed. So the issue now is
now
that
is you're
bathes.
The only guy not bathing.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's shitty, but the time one like gives me goosebumps to think about. I'm hoping that I'm able to walk away from this without thinking about it any further.
So fear of time, like, Robbie?
I'm going bathing back to the one where it's like at least with my fear of time, I can keep that internal. Hmm. Bathing, I'm putting other people at risk. Not at risk, but you know.
But it does.
No, it's a risk.
It does kind of affect other people. Like it affects your ability to ever have a relationship with another person.
True. But I think this smell thing does as well.
A girl's like, hey, you want to meet up tomorrow? Ugh,
yeah,
fuck.
Like that would freak you out. But you'd also be like, if you said yes to meeting up and you're afraid of bathing, you're never meeting up again.
But you could also match like another dirty woman.
Ugh.
It's fucking gross together.
No dirty women for me.
So two for time, two for bathing. I think the time one is, in my brain, like infinitesimally worse. Like is the bathing thing, like you guys were saying, like you could... just stay at home and you could survive.
But I mean, there's hordes of men who do that.
Correct. Yeah. And with the time thing, like you would just, no matter how you did, you could live in a you know, psych ward in a padded room. You could still think about time and get scared. So I would go with time.
I think the bathing one is infinitely worse. I think the time one is a little more understandable. I think we're almost hinting that we all are thinking about having it a little. I don't think it's that irrational to it. I mean, obviously, if you have the most severe case, that's really bad. But the fear of bathing, you know, twice a day, once a day, you can't fucking shower. Like,
mm-hmm.
that
Yeah, but you're basing on the idea, but you're still thinking about it in a way where there is pleasure in showering and bathing. Whereas this person, the only thing that is the worst would be bathing, which you can avoid.
You can avoid, yeah.
You cannot avoid time.
I still think it's worse to fear bathing. It also is like health-wise can't be good.
But like you could do other things, I think, to mask. Like you could put on deodorant. That's not bathing.
Okay, but how are you cleaning yourself?
I'm saying even the part of the outer part of it, like, you know what I mean? Like you guys are saying, like,
I don't care how much deodorant a guy is wearing. If he's not bathing, it's going to seep through.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's more workarounds to that than there is to avoiding time.
That's my point. Like, it's the most inescapable thing that's ever existed, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my vote. Real.
All right, you know what? We'll call Nikki. Nikki Clicky himself. Oh, I hate saying that out loud. I regretted it immediately. We'll call Nick and see what he says.
Tell him I'm farting in his chair.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, we're going to have you tie break one. Is that okay?
I'm in the shower, but yes.
Oh, that's actually perfect.
Oh, my God. That is perfect. Could not be better.
I just stepped in the shower. What's up?
So right now, which phobia do you think is worse to have? The fear of time. So the fear of all time passing at all, period. Like you are petrified of time, or the fear of bathing.
Time is not unavoidable. I'm going time.
Time.
Yeah.
As coincidental as that is. Thank you, Nick.
Yep, of course.
Have a good shower.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts, Nick.
Smelly prick.
Yeah. So time is going to move on. So the fear of time versus the fear of being in a room. Fuck. These suck, dude. This would suck so bad.
Yeah. I'm getting bummed.
Yeah. So the fear of time versus the fear of being in a room, Tommy.
I'm going the fear of being in a room. Again, the time one, I know we're saying it's inescapable, but I also think it's almost natural to have that fear of time and the fear of dying and the fear, like, one of your definitions of the fear of time passing you by and growing old. Like, I get that. That's not that insane. The fear of being in a room would fucking suck. I don't even know how you would ever avoid that.
And Tommy, you made a good point. Like, if someone told me I'm scared of getting old, I'm like, yeah, I get that. But if someone said I'm scared of being in a room, I would be like, what the fuck is wrong
with
me?
Exactly what I thought.
Freak.
If someone said I'm afraid of time, you're like, that's weird, but that's a shame.
It's human nature.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's more justifiable, but I thought we're treating all of these as if they were
phobia.
The most extreme.
Phobia, not like general discomfort.
We're saying what's worse. What would you rather?
Yeah, a debilitating phobia of time or a debilitating phobia.
One makes
phobia
more sense, but the other one I think would be more hellish.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it like from a point of avoidability, and for me right now, time is unbeatable.
At least the room one. If you're in Central Park, you're fine.
Like you couldn't go
a
in your room. You couldn't go.
Yeah, where do you sleep?
Is a tent a room?
Couldn't be in the family room.
In a gymnasium.
TP is in a room.
TP is in a room.
You could sleep in your backyard.
Yeah,
it's not. I wouldn't recommend it. But
I mean,
like,
you'd basically have to live in
it'd
your
be a horrible
like
a life.
You could go have a day outside and have
a
blast.
Beach cabana.
You could have no worry at all in your brain.
Yeah, but at the end, you got to go to sleep eventually. You got. I mean, you're
it's not a fear of sleep though.
But I don't want to fucking be an outdoorsman.
But more than you want to be like afraid of time.
Yeah,
I'm willing to take that.
Just give you a note. I looked up again. Chronophobia, the fear of time. It is also known as prison neurosis, and you are afraid of all time moving forward. It is commonly seen in prison inmates. So time,
God,
you're afraid of time moving
commonly
forward.
Commonly seen in prison, they should have the opposite of that.
But again, it is. You're afraid of time moving forward. Time is always moving forward. Oh, constantly. You could not stop it. You can't avoid it.
I could beat that.
And you could. I don't think you can beat it.
You cannot. I'll make smokes.
I can beat that one. I can't. The fear of being in a room is so silly. So ridiculous. You can't have that.
I'm going with the fear of time. I don't see any universe where that is. Honestly, kind of beatable. Robbie?
I think I'm going with the fear of time as well, because I'm thinking you could at least have a good day. If you have fear of rooms, you can go have a good day outdoors. If you're afraid of time, you can never have a good day.
Ever.
I think you could think about other stuff.
But even if you're trying
you
to think about
phobia.
Other things.
We're saying it's debilitating. We're saying you can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, then when you're outside, you're still afraid of rooms.
You're afraid of being in rooms, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but then if we're playing in your La La Land, then even when you're outside, you're still, oh, no, there could be a room. It's the same thing.
A room sneaking up on me.
Being chased by a
mobile,
room.
By a mobile home that has a bedroom.
We don't know how bad these people have it.
It also said you're afraid of people that are in rooms. So like, if
so
you
that's
see
always that, happening.
Yeah, so you're afraid of other people seeing people in the room.
Fuck, I think the president's in the Oval Office right now.
So, we're two for time, one for rooms, Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, once again, this is the phobia of something that is the bedrock of reality.
Yeah.
Well, you love time. Like, you were just sucking up time.
Yeah, this is almost like glazing time.
It's just bouncing
like,
on it.
Doing tricks on time. I don't know how on earth you could function with
he's bouncing that. On the big
like,
hand.
There's nothing, like, you can avoid rooms. You quite literally just
you
cannot
can't
avoid
really
rooms.
Avoid rooms.
No, yes, you can, motherfucker.
You can to a degree.
Yeah, yes. If you more than you live can avoid outside, time. You can avoid rooms. I don't want to live outside. I'd rather live inside fear and time.
But well, you just aren't getting it. If you had a phobia of rooms, you would live outside.
Yes.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yes, you would because
no.
You're afraid of
rooms.
Rooms
that doesn't
dipshit.
Mean I would enjoy it. It just means I really hate being in a room. Doesn't mean you enjoy being outside.
But you would
shit.
Tolerate it more than you would
dip
now.
Shit.
You would enjoy it more than being in a room.
Sure. Doesn't mean you'd love it. It would more be a relief of thank God I'm not in a room right now. It wouldn't be like, oh, I'm
right.
so glad
okay,
I'm
so
outside.
So then where are you finding the relief from time?
There's
I
no
would
rest.
Think
there is
about
none.
Other stuff. This is sanctity of the bracket. You guys are acting like
no,
a fear of time is a fear
off.
Of everything.
It is. And I think it's great. You can't avoid time. That's the whole idea of the phobia.
I don't really notice time in day to day. Like, I don't look at the clock.
You just said day to day.
Oh,
that's time.
Yeah.
Day to day's time.
Okay, you guys are so fucking annoying. Let me make my point.
Yeah.
Like, I notice time when I'm like, oh shit, damn.
When do you
want to
make
ago.
Your point?
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You want to make your point now?
Or later.
Oh, that happened. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Now's over.
That's it.
Now's over. Now's over. Now's over. Present is over. Present is over. Present's now. No.
Come on, Nikki. Give us the point.
All the while internally screaming.
Nah, it's over. Nah, I made my point.
We're three for time, one for the room, KB.
Time.
Time's gonna win, but Nikki.
Nah, time rules. Time's king. Time yeah. this. Fucking glazers.
These people are fucking
we get
pathetic.
The TVA over here.
Fucking crazy.
So, Jesus. So our finals is the fear of opening your eyes versus the fear of time. Which one of these would be the more debilitating phobia to have? Starting with you, Nikki.
Time. Time's king. Time, time, time. Time. That's what's going to happen.
No, I'm voting for fucking... Fear of opening your eyes is so much worse than the fear of
time.
We stand together here, Smokes. The fear of opening your eyes is worse than the fear of time.
I think you're right.
I'm going with I out of principle to see how they spin this shit. All right.
One for opening the eyes, KB.
Let's throw it over to the time, boys.
Yeah, you'd be blind, which plenty of people deal with and deal with well.
I don't know.
You just have to deal with the strain of closing your eyes.
What do you mean, I don't know?
I'm sure a lot of people will deal with it well. This fucking sucks.
They'd rather not be blind, probably.
I'm fucking blind.
Yeah. There's probably, that's true. That implies that there is someone who is the best at being blind.
And it's
Stevie
better,
Wonder.
It would be better to be blind because you're not living in fear. The fear of opening your eyes, you're blind and you're in fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that point.
You're
Rudy,
afraid of not
up
being
your fucking
blind.
Little asshole.
Oh boy, Smokes. Yeah,
I understand that argument.
If you're blind,
no,
right?
He understood. He
if
understood,
you're blind, you're
Tommy.
Not afraid of not being blind.
Right. If you're blind, you can't see, right? But you're not afraid. You're not like, oh my God, I can't open my eyes. You fucking can't open your eyes. If you have the fear of opening your eyes, you're going to be essentially blind and you're going to constantly have the fear of, I can't open my eyes. I can't open my eyes.
Well, it's pretty easy to avoid that. Just shut. All right.
But I still think you have the phobia of,
We do keep taking these phobias, being like it's the most debilitating thing you could imagine, and then flipping it and being like, but I could probably outstrength that.
Yeah, I could probably beat it out. I'd post it up.
Yeah.
KB, time or opening your eyes?
The time.
Yeah.
Like you can shut your eyes and listen to a song without being like, oh, fuck, 3 minutes passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You're just looking at Spotify as the minutes tick by on a song. Even.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're like, oh, this, I can't, I'm so glad this new album came out. 45 minutes? Fuck.
Just nothing can bring you joy. Even like a movie, video game,
fuck.
Whatever. Yeah. So, Rudy, you going with time as well?
Glaze it some more, Rudy. Glaze it some more. Tell us about how great time is.
So two for time.
I'm going opening your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm going opening your eyes. I just can't imagine that life.
So two for opening your eyes, two for time. I'd go Time. I'm going with Time. I think that time, it is such an inescapable thing. Like, how do you possibly escape the concept of time? It's constantly moving. Like, you see two numbers together, you're just immediately afraid. I don't know.
Your math's wrong, by the way. It's 3-3 now.
He didn't technically vote.
Should we call security guard Pat?
Security Pat, if you guys number, we'll call him.
you got to get Ebony, bro. I'm in love with that girl now. I've never met her.
That's a brilliant idea, Smokes. Okay. Brilliant idea.
I saw what she said to Tate. I was like, yo, this is my new favorite person.
Oh, you've Jules. Never met? This is the first time you're experiencing
I've
Ebony?
I've never met her, nah.
She's the best. This is going to be good. I can't wait to see what she says. That was very funny earlier, too. I forgot about that. Damn. She might have just gone home. Should I try to call her? Yeah, if you have her number, I don't have her number.
Do I have her number?
Yeah. Smoke's got that shit.
She.
I was going to say, do your best not to curve her viewpoint.
I will. I'll be fair. Ebony, we're on a podcast right now, and we need you to be the tie-breaking vote to settle this debate.
All right,
we're discussing the worst phobia to have. What phobia do you think would be worse to have? The phobia of time passing you by, growing old, dying, the phobia of time itself, the concept of time just scaring you, or the phobia of opening your eyes, just constantly living in fear of opening your eyes, having to keep your eyes closed, being afraid of what happens when you open your eyes. What do you think is worse? And was that a fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a little stupid, but I feel like the last one, opening your fucking eyes.
Yeah, that's worse?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ebony. Ebony, she's not one of those fucking time stands.
Time be damned. We don't fear time.
Yeah.
So the fear of opening your eyes is going to, or the fear of opening your eyes is going to win the bracket episode 148. Narrowly beating out the fear of time. Thanks for joining in.
Your time is over.
Jesus Christ. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.